This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In China, artificial intelligence of the ChatGPT kind is already shaping the workplace. An early sector to embrace generative AI tools is video gaming, worth $36 billion in China last year. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has this report from the southwestern China city of Chengdu.
This company teaches street dancing through video games and animation. It was good business during the pandemic, when everyone was stuck at home under the zero COVID policy, says the boss, Zhu Bolong.
After the restrictions were lifted last December, our business slowed down. I was trying to improve efficiency and save money. I could cut staff, but then our work wouldn't progress.
So he got his staff to start playing around with generative artificial intelligence tools.
I was sitting in this office, and my head animator was on the opposite end. I heard all sorts of loud noises, like, wow, like he was surprised.
Surprised, he says, at how good images generated by AI were. This summer, he bought a very powerful computer to run AI tools. Using the computer is the head of his art department, Li Guo.
Now, at my level, I am considered slow at drawing, but now I can draw much faster with the help of AI. Of course, you must have a good foundation in art, but the AI tools make me feel like I've gone from a rookie to a master.
Sure, he says, some jobs will go away, just not the really creative ones. And there are reports of layoffs in the video gaming sector. But Kimmy Shin says those might be overblown. He runs a company that makes software tools for clients to create mini video games.
I've not heard of companies laying off a lot of people because of AI. I've only heard of people getting laid off because of the sluggish economy.
He says AI tools still need humans to prompt and work with them. Back at the online dance teaching firm, boss Zhu Bolong says he hopes AI could help him solve other aspects of his business, like music. He admits he sometimes uses copyrighted songs in his games without paying. He says he's been sued a lot.
Music royalty fees are getting higher, and people are more aware of copyright laws. But as a small entrepreneur, if I pay licensing fees for, say, hundreds of songs, I wouldn't be able to stay in this business.
He hopes generative AI could eventually compose music for his company and help cut costs. In Chengdu City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.